Good morning, everybody. Welcome to PM and the AM. My name is Mike Campbell, and it's always so good to be with you. This beautiful lady is my wife, Jada.
Good morning, everybody.
Well, it's Monday morning, and everybody deserves to hear the Word of God on Monday morning, right?
That's right, and I hope you had a good weekend. I hope you went to your local church, and
yes,
and it's been Pastor Appreciation Month.
Yes.
And make sure you appreciate your pastor. There's, you know, it's a 24-hour, seven-day-a-week job, and it's
great that
they need to know that they're appreciated.
Yeah, it's great that they've set aside a time to recognize pastors for the mm-hmm. for the job they do. You know, most of the time, this is spoken like a true former pastor. Most of the time, you know, all you hear is negative. We were at I Am Worship yesterday, and yeah. Boy, some great testimonies.
Yes.
About Mark and Ashley
yes.
Ogletree.
And how they love people unconditionally yeah. and bring yeah. in, you know, just take in broken people. And we're all broken.
And that's really,
yeah.
That's really how it works for all pastors. I mean, you know, people get mad and say, well, you know, I'm not getting fed. I'm not doing all this. A lot of that's just our discontentment within ourselves.
Right.
But, you know, the bottom line is they have to have something fresh. Some of them still three times a week, but at least a couple of times a week, yeah. depending on whether it's a smaller church or a larger church.
Well, remember, our church used to be, you know, used to complain and say, you'll let anybody come to your church. Yes. That's what church is about, right?
That's right.
Broken people. God, you know, Jesus came for the sick.
He came to seek and to save the lost.
Yes, he did.
He didn't come for the well. Remember yeah. him telling the Pharisees that? He said he didn't yeah. come for the well. They thought they were well and they were sick.
That's right. They were righteous. Well, they were self-righteous.
Self-righteous. Yes. There's a big difference in righteous and self-righteous. But at any rate.
And I like what, you know, I was sharing with Lee Flatt, who is at I Am Worship. And I was talking about someone who needed Jesus. And I said, you know, it's going to be a hard road in that direction. And he said, you know, Pastor Mike calls every non-believer pre-Christian. I love that. Pre-Christian. So if you know someone who needs Jesus, they're just pre-Christian.
That's Pastor Mark.
What did I say?
Pastor Mike.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're Pastor Mike. Yeah. Sorry. I meant Pastor Mark.
Okay.
Pastor Mark Ogletree. I guess that's why you're looking at me for.
Yeah, I was like, what?
You
what?
Didn't
did
say
I
that.
Miss something?
You didn't
here?
Say
did
that.
I miss something here? Hey, today we want to talk about how to become a good thinker. All right. Not a stinker, but a good thinker.
That's right.
So,
and we're not going to have stinking thinking.
Right.
We're going to get rid of our stinking thinking.
Brother Hagin said you got to get rid of that stinking thinking. And so,
you know, we came out of talking about detoxing the mind. We talked about, you know, get rid of the toxic things. And so that's kind of where we're going this week is we're going to talk about different ways that we can get rid of the stinking thinking and replace it with the right kind of thinking. And that changes how you live your life. A lot of it has to do yeah. with how you believe about yourself. Yeah. How, you know, if you really believe what the Word says about who you are, yeah. it has to do with what you believe the power of God inside of you can do. And that has a lot to do with it. But we're going to talk about how to become a good thinker.
It really does. And, you know,
are you thinking this morning?
Was the room smelling? You know, here's the thing. You know, you've got to protect your mind. That's just the bottom line. Right. Everything in life starts with the protecting of your mind, because if you don't protect your mind, you're going to allow things in there and it's going to move toward darkness and not toward light.
Mm-hmm.
But our first point today is learn to expose yourself to non-toxic input.
Right.
And in order to have non-toxic input, you must have some good input from the things that will cause your mind to increase.
Right.
Now, we're doing this from a biblical perspective. If you're just in the world, all they would talk about is positive thinking.
Positive thinking.
And there's nothing wrong with positive thinking. But here's the gig. You have got to learn what needs to go in there and what does not need to go into your mind.
That's right.
If you're going to be a good thinker.
Yeah. You know, basically you have to avoid the toxic and you have to expose yourself to the right kind of thinking,
right.
like you were saying.
Yeah. The only way to have good input is to have good output Remember, good output. Right. Jesus talked about this. In fact, look that up in Mark 7. Okay. We were talking about this earlier. The only way to have good output is to have good input. And the only way to have good input is to dwell on the Word of God. Now, are you saying, Pastor, that there's nothing good out there? No, I'm not saying that's the way it is. But I'm saying if you're going to have God's thoughts and God's ways, you're going to have to meditate on God's Word. And honestly, the world goes against the Word of God. And we don't realize how much our life is influenced and our actions are influenced based on what we're allowing in through our eyes and ears. Now, listen to what Jesus said. They were questioning him about what they were eating. And look at
this is Mark 7:17 through 19. And this is the New Living Translation. Then Jesus went into a house to get away from the crowd, and his disciples asked him what he meant by the parable he had just used. Don't you understand either? He asked, can't you see that the food you put into your body cannot defile you? They were talking about how they were eating unclean things.
Right.
He was being with people who were unclean, but they were also, they were looking at the carnal part of eating unclean things. Can't you see that the food you put into your body cannot defile you? Food doesn't go into your heart, but only passes through the stomach and then goes into the sewer. By saying this, he declared that every kind of food is acceptable in God's eyes. They were looking at the carnal side of it.
And listen, it's not food. It's other things. It's things that get into your mind that affect your heart. Those are the things. Let's look at, let's pull up.
So the New King James says it this way. Are you thus without understanding also? Do you not perceive whatever enters a man from outside cannot defile him, because it does not enter his heart, but his stomach, and is eliminated through purifying our food. So we can look at the carnal side of this, but we can also look at the spiritual side.
Yeah, I think it's interesting that the body can take things in and it eliminates the things it doesn't need.
That's right. That's how.
But we don't eliminate things that we don't need
in the spirit,
in the thought process.
That's right.
And that's what's important, because listen, the Bible says, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. So as you're thinking and dwelling on things about yourself and about your life, that's what you're going to become and that's what you're going to be. Listen to this in Proverbs 4, verse 20. My son, give attention to my words, incline your ear to my sayings. Do not let them depart from your eyes. Notice, your eyes are involved.
Right.
Keep them in the midst of your heart. Why? Because what goes in through the eyes and the ears goes into your spirit, into your mind, will, and emotions that affect your spirit.
So it's the hearing and the seeing that were just covered in the first.
Now listen to what it says. For they are life. See, when you look into the Word of God, you're giving yourself life. Right. They're life to those that find them and health to all their flesh. Now listen to verse 23. Keep your heart. That word keep means to guard.
Right.
It literally means to set up a watch. Guard your heart with all diligence. See, had Adam guarded his heart, and that's what God told him to do in the garden. He said, you guard this thing. There's an enemy. You have an enemy out there. And if you're not guarding what's going in, anything will come in and the bad things will come out. But he says, keep your heart or guard your heart with all diligence. In other words, man, give yourself to it with everything that you can, all right? And for out of your heart, which is where your spirit, your mind, will, and emotions are connected, spring the issues of life.
And this says, guard your heart. This is the New Living Translation. Guard your heart above all else, for it determines the course of your life. Now, people talk about self-image. People are talking about self-care a lot right now. Well, you just quoted the scripture that says what you think about yourself is who you are. Hmm. And this very thing says guard your heart, for it determines the course of your life.
Yeah.
So if you don't guard your heart in the way you think, then it's going to go in a direction that you don't want to go. You have to guard your heart to fill it up with the Word of God, because your life is determined by how you think.
That's right. That's right. Now, listen to me. If you're spending a lot of time reading Stephen King novels, you're going to fill your heart with fear. All right. And listen, fear kills faith. Mm-hmm. It overrides faith. You can't do that. If you fill your time with pornography, watching videos, looking online, reading books, very sexual books and stories, then listen, that's what's going to come out of your life. It's mm-hmm. what's going to come out of your mouth, and it's what's going to come out of the actions that you have.
Because it's permeating right. your thought process.
Exactly.
It's getting in your head. And this says guard what you hear and guard yeah. what you see, because it's yeah. going in here and it affects the heart.
Yeah. Listen to this in verse 24. Put away a deceitful mouth. Put away from yourself a deceitful mouth mm-hmm. And put perverse lips far from you. Mm-hmm. In other words, don't be speaking things. You know, Ephesians 4:29, if you want to look that up real quick, is a very important scripture. And I'll let Jada look that up so that we read it exactly. But it talks about us using our words for good. Listen to what it says right here.
It says in Ephesians 4:29, let no corrupt word proceed out of your mouth, but what right. is good for necessary edification, that it may impart grace
all right.
to the hearers.
Now listen, this says put away from you a deceitful mouth. Mm-hmm. That's an interesting thing.
Well, my NLT says
a devious,
corrupt.
All right,
perverse.
Or corrupt.
Perverse.
And
uh-huh.
and put perverse lips far from you.
Right.
All right. That doesn't match 4:29. Because if you're allowing perversity to come out of your mouth, or you're allowing deceitfulness or
just
corrupt.
Mean-spirited, just
yes.
mean-spirited words, perverse
Listen.
words that are not godly,
yeah.
then they are producing a crop.
Yes.
They're producing a crop.
That's right.
What words you are planting yeah. seed into other people.
He says, and then let your eyes look straight ahead and your eyelids look right before you. Mm. Ponder the path of your feet and let all your ways be established. Do not turn to the right or to the left. Remove your foot from evil. When you remove your foot from evil, then now you're starting to see and hear the things that you need to hear and see. And listen to me, ladies and gentlemen, this is what helps us to think in the right manner.
Right.
I mean, it does. It helps us. In fact, let's go over to 2 Peter 2:7, and let's end with this, with Lot. Notice what happened to Lot. Mm-hmm. It says, and God delivered righteous Lot, who was oppressed. That's an interesting thing. By the mm-hmm. filthy conduct of the wicked. Now listen to me, ladies and gentlemen.
So he chose to live in this environment.
Yes, in Sodom and Gomorrah.
Right. Uh-huh.
Now he's being oppressed in his mind. Listen, that word oppressed.
I think there's another version that says
means
vexed.
Vexed. It means distressed, with the implication of being worn out by such an experience. His mind was constantly being beat upon and worn down. All right, now tormented.
In his soul, which is
right.
his mind, will, and emotions.
Right. And then what does it say? By the filthy conduct of the wicked, for that righteous man dwelling among them, mm-hmm. and you and I are dwelling among an unrighteous culture right now.
Right.
We're dwelling among them. And it says that he was tormented in his righteous soul, his mind, will, and emotions from day to day by seeing and hearing.
There
the deeds which they did.
The seeing
you
and
I are seeing and hearing. We're hearing about murder. We're hearing about corruption. We're seeing things on TV. Listen to me. You don't need to watch things that are going to stimulate you in a wrong area. Mm-hmm. And you know, whatever we give ourselves to, that's what we're going to become. So if we're constantly watching about, we wonder why our kids, they play these video games. They're very bloody, very, you know, they're cut off the heads of people and do things, you know, because that's how you win the war. Mm-hmm. But listen to me, that desensitizes us because we're hearing and seeing things that we don't need to be a part of.
Right.
David couldn't build the temple of God because he had shed too much blood.
Right.
And so Solomon became.
So even though he was a righteous man,
right,
he had been affected by what he had been exposed to.
That's right.
That's right.
So, ladies and gentlemen, we have to expose ourselves to good input if you want some good output. That's
okay.
just the bottom line.
Our good thinking comes from what we are thinking
yes.
on, what we are inputting into our mind, will, and emotions,
yeah.
so that we can then output
yeah.
the right things.
So let's examine what's going in. Let's watch what's going into our life and let's pay attention to it. You know, take an inventory, just take a little, bit of time, a day or two, and see what it is that you're doing. And then ask God, do I need to make some changes?
That's right.
Father, thank you for a good day. Thank you now for all that you're doing in us, through us, and with us. And thank you, Lord. We're going to guard our eyes and ears so that we can have the right things in to get the right things out. In Jesus' name.
Amen and amen. Well, this is PM in the AM, where you receive the engrafted word that is able to change your life and destiny, if you will allow it. Make sure that you click your like, share, and follow button so that your friends and family can get connected to PM in the AM, where we want to bring you a daily word of encouragement as you go forth in the day and make a difference in the world around you. Don't forget to click on your subscribe now if you're on YouTube.
Right.
And just follow us every Monday through Friday.
All right. Well, be sure and join us again tomorrow. Same bat time, same bat channel. God bless everybody. See you tomorrow, PM in the AM.
God bless.